I'm Ann Mission. You're listening to Watch Us Go. And today I have Dwana Thompson with us here from the city of Muskegon. Hi, Dwana.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. Now, can you tell everybody what you do for the city of Muskegon?
Well, my title is Affirmative Action and Risk Management Director. And the affirmative action portion is really more of an equal opportunity for jobs and hiring for the city of Muskegon, as well as contract compliance for community development black grants or for prevailing wage projects that we might do with the city. The risk management portion really is more wellness and its safety and, you know, things of that
right.
sort.
So basically, me as an employee of the city of Muskegon, when I fall down the stairs, I have to come see Dwana, right?
Yes, I do take care of the workers' comp as well. So,
yes, and you're the one who has to talk to the doctors and send us all over to ER or whatever we're going to do in that. And then when we're allowed to come back, like on, what they got, light duty?
On light duty, yes.
And then you find places for people to work.
Yes,
right?
I do.
So we can continue working, which is always really great. Although I have an office job, so it doesn't really... No matter what happens to me, I somehow have to go. So, but yeah, I know for our police officers and firefighters, I know there's times when you've brought them in with us and they've worked elections and that. And when we get done with them, they can't wait to get back on the road.
Right. That's true.
I know.
Well, we put together a return to work plan for them so that they can come back to work, even if it's in a different office. But but usually we try to get them back into the department they came from, but it's not always feasible to do that depending on what the injury was.
Right, right. So. Now, Dwana, can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
A little bit about
me.
Well, I grew up in Muskegon area, and so I originally was born at what we used to call Hackley Hospital.
Yes.
And
that's where I was at too. Yeah.
Originally from Muskegon Heights until I was about 4 years old, and my parents moved out to Norton Shores. And,
okay.
So I grew up in Norton Shores, but I still attend church in the Heights, and my father sat on Muskegon Heights City Council for a period of time. My mother taught for 38 years for Muskegon Heights Public Schools.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I'm very ingratiated in this area.
Yes.
And know a lot of people in this area.
Wonderful. So. And it was so great that you were able to come back and then share your talents and stay in the Muskegon area. We love that.
I love this area.
I do too.
I love Muskegon. I've always loved the beach and the parks and, you know.
It has so much to offer, doesn't it?
Yes. Very friendly community.
It is. And I like that they're so open-minded, and we got so many exciting things going on right now. Well, of course, you know, our farmer's market just opened.
Oh, wonderful.
I know. Yeah. Isn't that exciting? In fact, I'm going over there tomorrow to buy some potted plants for our new houses at Midtown Square, everybody.
Oh, wonderful.
We have an open house on Saturday for our Midtown Square houses over on Houston and Monroe, nine homes that we built.
Okay.
Pretty excited about that. So
that's really exciting that has, you know, taken off and
beautiful
developing Muskegon.
Across the street from St. Joe's Park right there. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing the transformation that has made, and those houses are gorgeous. Right. Did you get a chance to tour those?
I did get a chance to tour a couple of them.
Yeah, they're really, really nice.
They are very nice. And I hope that people will jump on the bandwagon before they're all gone.
I know it. You know, they already sold the first one. They already had the, they already had an offer and have sold the first one.
Wonderful.
And it's not even done.
Wonderful.
Yes, I know. One of them that's not even completed. So we expect things to just take off on that.
I'm really excited that, you know, our new city manager has made an effort to just really delve back and to give back to the community and just really try to develop this area.
His style is so proactive, isn't it?
It is. We're always running to catch up with him.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. We are always running to try to catch up with our boss. He has us on our toes all the time.
Right. But the energy is infectious. So it's great. It's contagious.
And I always say he's Tigger, because when he comes into my office, he always comes hopping and he says, Anne. And I always know, I know it's going to be another project, but it's always ends up being fun, and I like the fact that he's always willing to try new things. And if it doesn't work, he's always willing to admit that too.
But this
is a big project that he undertook.
It's fun though that he's willing to try new things.
I know. I think so too. And so far, this housing project really seems to be taking off for us. So it's
really
exciting.
You know, the reason that I'm here today was one of his ideas also.
Another project that he came up with. Am I surprised? No.
Well, this is, I'm here because I wanted, we're going to be doing an industrial job fair. And this job fair is really based on it really started with our IFT companies, which are industrial facilities tax abatement companies. So they're companies that are getting tax abatements from the city so that they could build on to their company, they could buy new equipment, that sort of thing.
Okay.
And so he said, well, you know, these companies are saying to me that they're having trouble finding people.
They say that at the commission meetings
all the time.
And they say it
all the time. So every time I have to stand up before the commission and I have to give their equal opportunity numbers, you know, their demographic makeup for their workforce, they're always saying to me, you know, that we struggle with finding people with particular skill sets. And so I said, well, that would be a good idea for us to do an industrial job fair and just see if we can help, you know, assist them with finding some people that are local people to work in some of these local jobs.
Yes, yes. And what a change in times that a few years ago there were no jobs to be had, and now we're actually throwing our very first, is it our first one
this
ever?
This is our very first job fair. So it is going to be a small job fair.
Yes.
It's not going to be huge.
No.
But it is going to be more featuring the companies that are, you know, our IFT companies. So they're local manufacturers like ADAC Plastics, and I think we've got Fleet Engineers, and we've got Bold Company, which is a furniture company. We've got a couple of other companies that are, you know, just manufacturing companies here in Muskegon that have jobs, that are looking for people.
And these are companies that are doing so well that they're buying new equipment or buying new property or expanding.
Right.
And that is the reason why they went to the City Commission and asked if we could offer an incentive to help them out to pay for these. By not having needing to pay taxes for, like, I think usually it's 6 to 12 years, somewhere in that time frame.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It may vary depending on the company.
Right.
But yeah, it's
So the commission has already told them yes, and because we want them to stay in our community, so it's very exciting for us. But these are the same companies that are growing so fast they can't keep up with the demand of employees.
Right. And so they said, you know, on a number of occasions, you know, I can't find people with, you know, the CNC, or I can't find people with 10th grade math, or I can't find people that, if it's a aerospace company, I can't find people that understand, you know, flows of energy or some of the physics and those sorts of things.
And these are not necessarily jobs that require degrees, but maybe a certification or maybe just some really precise knowledge in some of those areas. Like, think CNC, you can get that training out at Muskegon Community College.
You can, as well as the career, or through the
Career Tech Center.
Or at MCC, through their manufacturing programs. And so,
And that's a popular job. Those pay very well.
They pay very well. Mm-hmm. I think it's funny, you know, that we promote in school. We always are promoting for our kids to just go to college.
Right.
You know, and everybody wants their kid to go to college, but understand that, you know, I remember when I was in school, you know, we figured out, you know, whether we wanted to do a trade back in middle school when they had the wood shops and they had the metals classes and they had maybe some of the architectural, you know, design classes and, you know, drafting classes and things like that. Well, all of those courses now that they used to have then, a lot of those they can't afford to have in the schools anymore because everything has become automated.
Right.
And because things have become automated, the price to have those in the schools and stay up with the technology is so expensive.
Right.
And so now you have to go to the Muskegon Community College or a Career Tech Center or some, you know, sort of additional education on top of that, you know, to do that.
Absolutely. And not all kids are cut out for college or want to go to college, but they don't want a minimum wage job for the rest of their life either. So they're looking for those options. And this is one of those really great options that they have, is to go get that training, that certification from either the Career Tech Center or Muskegon Community College right here in town. What they normally take a year and a half or something. I think a lot of them do anyway.
Yeah, they do have some certificate courses, you know, as well in it. And so, yeah, there are some things that, you know, just a little bit of additional education, you know, if you took a high school physics class, you know, you might just need a little bit of additional information. But
be brought in as an intern or something would be a possibility for them, you know.
They're always looking for people, though. The companies around here are always looking for people. And it's difficult to find people with just the perfect skill sets. And, and most companies, if you're willing to show up every day on time, they are willing to train you. If you are eager to be trained and learn, you know. And so they are willing to train you. And so we're looking for some of those people to come out, you know, and show some support and show their eagerness to find employment so that they can get a job at one of the companies that's here local.
So again, what companies do you have right now?
Well, we've got about 10 companies that are coming right now, 10 to 15.
Do you know what kind of jobs they have, or do they? We just know the...
Well, mostly they're manufacturing companies.
Oh, sure.
We've got like Michigan Spring and Stamping that's going to be there. Mm-hmm. We've got ADAC Automotive. We've got... we've also got some staffing services that are going to be there, but staffing services that are looking to hire for some of the... industrial workers.
So that's a temporary employment agency, but what their job is to go out and find permanent people for these places.
And understand that some of the smaller companies can't afford to have somebody come to a job fair and spend the day.
So
sometimes the temporary services will represent them and they will come.
If you have 50 employees, it's really hard to let somebody go, and especially if they're so busy, they need people to let them out.
We've got Port City Group coming.
Nice.
And yeah, just a few of the other staffing services and things like that coming. So I'm excited that it's a start.
It is a start,
to help get people into, even if, you know, we only had just, you know, the few industrial companies there themselves. I'm excited that they have lent their staff to us, you know, for that particular day. And it's just going to be for a few hours. So I hope that you won't
miss out. What are the hours?
The hours are going to be from 10 until 1.
Okay.
And they're on Wednesday, May 25th.
So, coming right up.
Just coming up next week.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is another job fair this Friday on the 20th that is the Veterans Job Fair that's out on the LST. And so, but then...
On the big boat down at, Heritage Landing.
Yes.
All right. And what time, do you happen to know what time that one is?
I believe that is similar times.
Okay.
It's like a 10 until 2, I believe.
Okay. So you can probably get on their website, and then you can see what listeners can go on there and see what time. But that's another option for everybody, too.
Yeah.
And then have this one. And I know you were weren't you at one just recently, too, as well?
I was at the Thurgood Marshall one that actually this station puts on, and I attend that every year. And so that's also helpful. I'm grateful to Paul that he puts that on every year.
Yes. I think it's a great thing he does for the community by doing that. Now, if we have companies that are listening right now, Dawana, that say, hey, I want to be part of that, how can they do so?
They can contact me at either my email address, which is Dawana, D-W-A-N-A, dot Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, at shorelinecity.com, or they can just give me a call at 231-724-6703. That's my direct line.
Okay. All right. And is there any cost to be part of it?
Nope, this one's free.
Nothing. Wow. No. See, what an opportunity.
I'm providing lunch for the
Wait a minute. So. You know, we might have an opening coming up in our office. let me throw down a chair over there and you can give me my lunch.
I'll have to find out
what kind of lunch you're serving later. But yeah. Maybe you can like squeeze another one in there or something, you know.
Well, and
I'm a foodie.
It's always a good time for people to come, and if there's careers that they're interested in and they want to ask questions to somebody, to the HR professionals at that company, it's a good time to actually meet the HR professionals at the company.
And ask them, what do you require? What do you think I should be working on or whatever so that I can, I really am interested.
What additional education do I need to get into this type of a position? Or what types of positions do you have? And, what kind of growth opportunities do you have at your company and that sort of thing?
So now people that are actually coming to this job fair, what should they come prepared to do?
They should come prepared to just talk to the employers.
Okay.
Make sure that they bring a resume.
Yes.
Make sure that they dress appropriately. Clean and neat.
Yeah, you know? People don't realize that you should be dressed like you're going to a job interview because you're meeting these people.
Right.
Yes.
Now, they're industrial companies, so I'm not going to say you need to have the three-piece
no,
suit
no,
on.
No,
okay?
No.
But I do say that, if you have a nice, button-down or a polo shirt on and some slacks or, even just clean. Just be neat and clean.
Exactly.
I think that goes a long way.
And have copies of your resume that you can leave with them, too, as well.
Copies of your resume would be good.
Yes. And again, that's from 10 until 1. Now, where is that located at?
It is going to be at City Hall for the City of Muskegon, right in the City of
Commission
Chambers.
All right.
And so we hope that will...
And that's at 933 Terrace Street. And for those people that are Googling maps, like me, that's 49440 zip code. So you can just pop that right in there, too. And then I know there's like 1 hour parking around our building. But on those days, when you have like something like that, Dwana has sources that she can make sure that everybody's good on that. So don't let that scare you away.
We won't keep you kicked out.
No. We want you to stay, and we want you to be able to talk to those people as long as you possibly can. We're really excited because these are some good paying jobs here, you know, and we invite everybody over to do that. So anyway, we're just really, really excited about that. And again, Dwana's phone number is area code 231-724-6703.
Right.
Yeah, and it's Dwana Thompson there, and she will be more than happy to assist you and give you any advice or any information. And I think we're providing the tables, too, even, aren't
yes,
we?
Yes,
yeah.
We
are we buying new tables?
We may be.
Oh, I'm kind of excited
I think that the Public Works is going to be bringing in some tables.
It's going to be bringing in some tables. Yeah, because I know we were trying to scrounge some around there and all that. I was kind of hoping we were getting new ones out of this deal, but...
But another thing to think about is that, you know, a company like Port City Group is that they have a group of companies around here, you know, and so they might have one HR person. Same thing with ADAC classes. They may have a few HR people, but they have many companies. And so
They're representing many places.
Right. Sometimes they're representing more than one, you know, one company. So,
So the possibilities are endless there. They really are. And everybody needs to take this chance, this opportunity just to go in there, put your mug in front of them so they recognize you, you know, and show them you've got it all put together there and possibly walk out with a great job or an interview.
I have a couple of people from the Equal Opportunity Committee that have agreed to come and volunteer their time for
that
day. So I'm grateful to them for coming to participate.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. And then so as we got a few minutes here, so I was just going to ask you too about what else. I know that you're involved in some other committees, and I was trying to you're involved in so much stuff. How am I ever going to remember all that? But what are some of the committees that you work on, Dwana?
Well, currently I serve on some community boards. I do serve on Pioneer Resources Board.
Okay. And what is that? What is Pioneer Resources?
Pioneer Resources is a local entity, and their mission is toward people with disabilities. And
wonderful.
They have a lot of services that they provide in the community
to help people with disabilities. Okay.
They also own a camp, you know, and they have
My son went to that camp. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
It is a great camp.
Yes.
And it's fully accessible.
Yes, it is. I like that.
Which is pretty amazing.
It is, because we've been to camps that aren't, and that's not so much fun. In fact, he goes to another camp on Thursday. So, yeah, I appreciate that one.
So,
and then you serve on?
I serve on the Julia Hackley Fund with the Community Foundation.
You know, that's a rewarding one.
And that one is to give monies to organizations that work towards the mission of, you know, people in poverty.
Right.
And so
so you actually get to give away money.
Yeah, I love
that.
That
is a dream job.
I'm not the greatest fundraiser, but I love to give money away.
How can I get on there? Because I want to be able to get, I'm always calling people up and asking for stuff. Wayne, I want to know how I can do this too. That's awesome.
We do that every year.
And you do it, I know, like we have some, we get some Julia Hackley funds to take on interns.
Yes. Most of our monies now are not so much from Julie Hackley
for
interns, but from our community development block grant funds.
All right.
Through the Community and Neighborhood Service Office.
A great program.
But we have in the past given monies for intern, you know, monies for interns.
Yes, we have. Yes.
Through Julia Hackley. And we may in the future again. Right now, I think in the past few years, we've kind of worked more with organizations that are actually giving, whether it's food pantries or things like that, are actually providing services.
Wonderful programs
out
there.
Just because we get a little bit more bang for our buck than if we, just give the monies toward an intern.
Totally.
But we still
that.
Are about developing yes. young people. And so we do have an intern program with the city where we do
yeah.
Still have some funding available that we take interns in every year.
Well, and that's always good, too. So if there's ever anybody who's interested in that, they should contact you as well. If yes. you got a young person who's interested in serving, they have to be a City of Muskegon resident, and there
yes.
is an income qualification that they would
yes.
have to find out about. And I think we're all filled this year, but that would be certainly something for people to think
yeah.
about next year. And
yeah.
always could they could
yeah.
contact you, right?
Yes. They
yeah.
Can.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So that's another. So what other committees?
I serve on the Lakeshore Athena Committee. And that
What's Lakeshore Athena?
Lakeshore Athena is a committee that honors women in business, and it is partnered with the three Lakeshore Chambers of Commerce, and that, so it's the Holland, you know, the West Coast Chamber down
okay.
there.
Yep.
Then it's the Grand Haven, Spring Lake, Ferrisburg Chamber, and
all
the
right.
Muskegon
and the Muskegon's
Lakeshore Chamber.
All right.
And so we partner together, and we award an Athena recipient every year. And at this time, we're currently taking nominations. We're currently
oh.
taking sponsorships. We also have a scholarship, you know, for women over the age of 30 that
uh-huh.
are going into business. And
oh.
so that's kind of
I guess
they
don't qualify,
thing.
Right?
Over yeah. the age of 30. Well, you
hey.
Got a couple
hey.
More years, you'll get there.
Yeah, whatever.
But,
yeah. Now, what is an yeah. Athena recipient? What does that mean?
Well, they have, Athena was started actually by a woman that was like the only woman that sat on the chamber board in Lansing, Michigan.
Okay.
And many people don't know that it started out of Lansing, Michigan, but it started there, and her name was Martha Mertz, and she was looking around the table, and she was looking at all the awards that they were giving out in the community, and they said, you know, we give all these awards, but there are no awards for women. And, you know, women are, you know, in business also.
Yeah.
And, you know,
half the population here.
To contribute also.
That's right.
And so it really is an award that it speaks to women that are in business, that are in executive leadership in the community, that are doing great things with their companies,
mm-hmm.
and it's really an award through the chambers, you know, at a time when, and it was something that started at a time when there really were no awards for women.
Right.
And so
I can say I've been to this event now for the last several years.
Yeah, it's a pretty grand event.
It is
too, for those.
Huge. Like, this room
is
packed. How many? Is like 500 people in there, or what?
Usually between 350 to 450 people attend the Athena.
It's a
event.
Lot of people. Yeah,
yes.
And we go for a luncheon,
yes.
and
yeah.
and these
and it's
people.
Always the first weekend in the first. What, Tuesday in October?
Okay.
And that's the day that we just
yeah.
we come together. We have a selection committee that chooses who the recipient is going to be. But honestly, the award, really, it's really in the nomination. You
yes.
know,
yes.
They do have a process, you know, that people have to go through in terms of nomination and accepting the nomination.
I think like at least a dozen women you have usually
mm-hmm.
that are nominated, mm-hmm. and they're like, every one of them, wow. That's what you said there.
And we also have a young Athena now.
Okay.
a young professional Athena Award recipient that we honor every year, and that's for women under the age of 40. But it does include mentoring, you know,
yeah.
mentoring for women. It also includes, you know, being in a business-related field, as well as just being a powerhouse in
it's
your field.
It's recognizing, you know, women for all their achievements, too,
right.
in that.
It's, they're just truly amazing women. And we have some pretty amazing women
it's
in
shocking.
West Michigan.
Yes, when I hear the nominations and then you read on them and you're just like, wow, do I ever feel lazy?
The bios,
you know,
of these women is just incredible.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know how they do it all, because
right.
I feel exhausted and I like look at that and
right.
really incredible women that we should be so honored. And we had several of them that have won from Muskegon.
Right.
Which is just.
But they have to do, you know, some community work. You know, they have to give back to the community. They
mm-hmm.
have to. They have to be women that are authentic women. We award, you know, people that are authentic in their field. You
right.
know, they have a heart.
You're not
for
doing
what
it
they
just
do.
For yourself. You're doing it for others.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what they all have,
right.
you know, that they volunteer.
And because we're a regional award, we also, it's a regional You know, you have to have a regional component in
there.
So we're looking for people that have touched the various communities that we touch.
Yeah. Oh, so. It's exciting. It's, you know, and the food has been amazing. I think you're on the food committee, right?
I usually am at the tasting for the food.
Okay, because I'm kind of fussy and you know
and
that.
I usually can let you know ahead of time. Okay, Ann, you might need to run by Burger King afterwards.
Yes, or before.
But normally we're pretty.
Yes, it's a great event. You guys, I can tell there's a whole work that goes into that. Yeah.
We meet monthly for that.
So okay, all right. And then you have an affirmative action committee.
Equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity. I didn't mean to use that. Yes. It was just newly recreated.
It was, and it is really just so that if there's people at the city or in the community that feel like they're not being treated fairly, but they have a place to go.
Right.
And so I partner with the Equal Opportunity Officer with the county. He has a seat on that. And then
we have
a couple of commissioners that sit on that. And then we have representation from the various wards in the city.
Yes.
And so.
And that's awesome. I mean, that kind of service is offered and it's out there.
And we're going to a conference down in Holland to see if it's something that we might want to either partner with them or bring back here. Just a conference. It's called the Lakeshore Ethnic Diversity Alliance. And so we're going down there tomorrow to see if we can, see how they can then maybe bring some of those things back to Muskegon as well. There are some entities here in Muskegon that already partner with them.
Okay.
And so we're looking to maybe bring that here.
Right.
A little bit more.
You have been so busy lately.
Yeah, it's been.
This girl ran in from Lansing. I mean, 5 minute. No, I was starting to wonder if she's going to be on time. And then it's and now she's got to run off and do another one tomorrow. And then you're always doing these job fairs and working on getting people. And then, of course, don't forget our own health committee that you're in charge of.
Yeah, I do the health committee at the city.
Which is a big deal. We've actually gotten praise for our health committee and everything that we do on there. You know, it's pretty exciting and an honor.
Yeah, we've done some pretty great things in terms of challenges,
With our own employees. Yes.
It gets
very competitive.
More active, yes.
Yep.
Getting people more active and
we've had some walking
nutrition classes and just walking challenges and
we have Weight Watchers that's been going on for
Weight
like
Watchers
a year.
So if anybody's working downtown, you can join us for Weight
Absolutely.
Watchers.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you.
We would. And so yeah, we've got
very interesting things, and then we try to do some healthy cooking or healthy recipes, share that with people as well. And we've had insurance companies come to us and say, well, we really like your program. This is really awesome. So
yeah. And then they try to pattern all their stuff after us.
I know.
Us and
then
just
they
take
actually,
it.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't patented it.
I know.
Yeah. So,
we
did. You can take it. You can
I know.
Take it.
They came and got all the credit for us. So
it's okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I think we are just about out of time, Duana.
No
so,
kidding.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. I hope you'll come back again some other time.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
But everybody, come out to the job fair on the 25th. It's from 10 until 1.
10
and
until 1.
It's at the City Hall Commission Chambers.
Wednesday, May 25th, 10 until 1. Mm-hmm. Businesses that are interested in being in that should call Duana at
7231 area code 724-6703.
That's right. And just go ahead and get a hold of Duana if you want to be in there. Contact her now. Those others, make sure to bring your resume. Be there. Be dressed appropriately. Be ready for an interview. You never know what's going to happen right on the spot. But, you know, first impressions are always the thing.
Yes, they are.
Yes. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right.